Moving on now. In Bahrain, riot police have cracked down on anti-regime protesters during a demonstration condemning the recent death of two activists. Demonstrators in the village of Al-Makhshar, west of the capital Manama, were angered by the death of Ahmed Mousajen and Ali Abbas. They took to the streets and chanted anti-regime slogans. Then Al-Khalifa regime forces fired tear gas to disperse them. The two men were killed on April 19th when their car exploded in a Shia village. The kingdom has witnessed almost daily demonstrations since its security forces began a crackdown on anti-regime protesters in 2011, in which scores of people have been killed and thousands arrested. From Washington, I'm joined by Dr. Said Ali Wassef, President of Society for International Reforms and Research. Welcome, sir. Dr. Wassef, 3 years have passed since the revolution in Bahrain. How much progress have we seen with regards to the power of the people in their ability to get their demands met?
Well, it's obvious. Day in and day out, we see protest demonstrations by the people of Bahrain, as both by men and women, and even at times children. So this is basically going on, and they are commendable for going along with that policy of their leadership, the Wefaq. Bahrain should not be seen separately. It should be seen in the context of the entire Middle East. The events taking place in the Middle East currently, that is, the events taking place in Saudi Arabia, the events taking place in Syria, and the events taking place in Egypt, and of course inside Bahrain, they are interconnected. They should not be seen separately. The problem is, I think in order to prevent that bloodshed, the international community should allow the Bahrainis a right to self-rule, and the abolition of the absolute monarchy in Bahrain. If the international community can support the Eastern Timorese people, which is a tiny island in Indonesia, if the international can support the South Sudanese people for the right of self-determination, why can't they go for an independent pro-democratic government in Bahrain, removing the Al Khalifa family there? So we see double standards by the international community, and same is the case with Saudi Arabia. The eastern province of Saudi Arabia should also be given sovereignty, just like South Sudan. So we see double standards by the international community. On the one hand, in some parts of Muslim countries, they allow some kind of Christian sovereign entities seeking self-determination, whereas when it comes to their satellite states in the Middle East, like Bahrain and Saudi Arabia, we see a double standard. I think that there should be a trade-off, and this is my advice to the international community, that there should be a trade-off in order to prevent bloodshed from spilling further. I think there should be a trade-off between Bahrain and the Bahraini regime and the eastern province of Saudi Arabia and Syria. I think if the international community is ready, the Syrian president could step down, but with a precondition that the eastern province of Saudi Arabia will be given the right to self-determination, as well as the Bahraini people will be given independence, that is, freedom from the monarchy. On a condition that there will be no bloodshed, no genocide in all these three countries by the opposing figures, by the opposition parties, as well as sanctity of the religious institutions and shrines must be taken care of. I think in this manner, by trading off the Syrian government of Hafez al-Assad with the majority there, we can do that trade-off in terms of Bahraini, removing the Bahraini Al Khalifa family and bringing in the majority opposition forces, the pro-democracy forces in Bahrain, and also giving the right to self-determination to the eastern province of Saudi Arabia, as was done right in the case of South Sudan. So in this manner, we can go get along with this in an amicable manner.
Indeed. Dr. Said Ali Wasif from Washington, as always, thanks for your thoughts there, sir.